Sweetie, are you in here? There you are. Good morning, sweetie. But what are you doing up so early? It's not time for us to get up yet. And you still need to recover from our Lord of the Rings marathon. Wait, you've got the oatmeal, bread, peanut butter? Are you trying to make my breakfast for me? Aww, sweetie. You really didn't need to do that. But I very much appreciate that you will take the time to do this for me. Come here. You know, one of the reasons why I like hugging you so much is that I know you get flustered feeling my big boobs pressed against you like this. Oh, you even made my coffee just the way I like it. You really are my good boy. But what about you, sweetie? Had you had your breakfast yet? You haven't yet. Come now, sweetie. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I can't just have my good boy go hungry. That I wouldn't be a good sugar mommy girlfriend. Well, what would you like? I've got just about every cereal you can name in the pantry, if that's your thing. Or I can make you some pancakes or waffles or eggs. Or, if you're up for it, I own a couple good breakfast spots close by that we could eat out at and... No. So you want me to cook for you? No to that too? Sweetie, what's going on? You're not usually like this. I know it's been a bit of a challenge for you to adjust to me spoiling you 24/7, but this isn't like you. Look at me, sweetie. I promise when we first met that I would always be here for you and take care of you when you need it. So come on. Talk to me. Talk to mommy. You feel like you don't provide enough for me. I see. Let me get my coffee and we'll have a talk at the breakfast table. Now then, sweetie. Do you remember about how I told you about my marriage turned sour? Oh, that's right. I did tell you that I didn't like bringing him up. But I'll permit it for now, because it's relevant to what I have to say to you. He started to become very jealous of my success with the company I led. He got tired of being informally known as the billionaire's husband. Eventually, he became very hostile and would more or less try to bring me down whenever I had accomplished something really good business-wise. Little things like, oh, that's not that big of an accomplishment. Or, it's not gonna last, honey. And I more or less brush it off for a while. But then, when he realized that those kind of comments didn't get to me, he'll try to go about shaming me for things like my weight or my alternative fashion style. That's when I realized that as long as I was thriving and happy, he was going to keep getting more bitter and emotionally abusive. So rather than let him continue to bring me down, I separated and divorced from him as quickly as possible. Though it was still a very emotional process. We've been together since college, and he could be so sweet sometimes. So it was hard for me when our dynamic turned from sweet romance to a couple big shouting matches that left me a sobbing mess. A part of the reason I refrained from putting myself out there for a while. I was afraid that whoever I got together with wouldn't want to live in my shadow. I blame myself for what had happened. I thought I was going to suck it up and be alone. I'm telling you all this because you do the complete opposite of what he did. You make me feel proud of what I do and who I am. When something good happens for my business and I'm excited to tell you, you're excited too. Even if you don't quite understand the nature of what exactly it is that I do. And the fact that you're trying to spoil me by making me breakfast when you could have just slept in like normal. Sweetie, let me make it clear to you. You don't ever have to worry about trying to pay me back. Having you in my life as my partner is more than good enough for me. Okay? You are enough for mommy. I love you so much, my sweet boy. You have a question? What is it? What is it I do exactly? Well, I'm the CEO and majority shareholder of a luxury brand's conglomerate called Phoenix. I started out as the founder and owner of a fashion house, also called Phoenix. Over the years, we just keep getting bigger and bigger, acquiring more brands and getting into more industry over time. Now it's not just fashion for us. We have a few dozen different subsidiaries under the Phoenix brand, and they each specify in things like cosmetics, perfume, wine, hard liquor, watches, yachts, and we're thinking of getting into the cannabis industry where it's legal. If you ever watch those hip-hop videos online where the rappers are showing off their chains and rings and stuff, chances are there are some Phoenix jewelry in there somewhere. Our most recent valuing was something like a few hundred billion, and I'm worth over 100 billion. Are you really that surprised? Oh, it's because you haven't really heard of me before? That's my doing. I keep out of the public eye as much as I can, and I have a manager to run my social media accounts. I've also never given a single interview to the media, nor have I ever had a Q&A for the general public. I've seen firsthand how the celebrity and influencer lifestyle can really wear down and sometimes just straight up destroy people. I'm also not very entertaining. My work is basically just meeting after meeting and occasionally visiting Phoenix stores as a matter of quality control. It's still my company for now. Yeah, I don't plan on being CEO for the rest of my life. So I plan on taking a step back someday in the future and settle down. Hopefully with you. Looks like someone is a little hungry. Would you like me to make you for breakfast, honey? Or would you like to go out? I did say that I own a couple good breakfast spots nearby. You want to go out? Okay, then. How about we both get washed up and change first? Yes, sweetie. We can shower together if you want. Hey, everyone. Amber, Annie, Bill, Johnny. Oh, it's just me and this guy. For today. We both woke up early today and decided for a lazy morning approach. Here, sweetie. This is my favorite spot. How do I know all the staff? They have name tags, sweetie. So what do you plan to get, sweetie? There's a menu right next to you if you need it. You don't want to spend two? Honey, I own this place. We can eat here for free for our heart's content. Well, you can. I'm just going to have my usual here. What is my usual? When I come to this place, my usual is a jam bagel and two eggs over medium with peanut butter toast. There's also my coffee, but I already had it this morning, so I'll skip it for now. And speaking of which, good morning, Annie. How are you doing? How's art school? Good, good. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. Anyways, I'll have my usual this morning, minus the coffee. And he will have? What do you want, sweetie? Ooh, looks like a big breakfast for today. Oh, and Annie. Thanks for your hard work. How much money did I tip her? A few $100. On second thought, that doesn't seem like enough for a hard worker such as her. Give me a second. I need to get my checkbook. Pay to Annie for art school and beyond. $900,000. There. As much as I love having her, I think she deserves a better life. She's actually a very good artist. I've commissioned a few paintings from her. You know that one Count Dracula inside my office? That's one of hers. It's almost as tall as I am. How tall am I? Around 6'5". Oh no, I've never played basketball. I was always at least a head taller than everyone else my age growing up. But I had a big growth spurt in my late teens when I went from 5'10 to where I am now. I have to get pretty much all of my clothing custom made, especially with how voluptuous I am. Aw, thank you very much, honey. I appreciate the compliment. In fact, you've actually really helped me feel comfortable with my body lately. I used to get shamed and made fun of by peers for my body type and having cellulite, even though it is a pretty common thing to have. It's been looked down upon by beauty standards, and there's this big societal push for people who have it to seek out treatment for it. Laser treatments, lotion, it's very toxic. That's one of my goals with my Phoenix brand, was to make a beauty brand that was inclusive towards all body types, regardless of size, skin color, gender, disability. I wanted a brand that could represent everyone. So every time you say I look beautiful or sexy, I feel very validated. So thank you very much. Oh. Looks like our breakfast is here. Thank you very much, Annie. Oh, and one thing for you. This is a little thank you for all of your help both at this diner and your art services. I want you to use this to pay off your art school debt and find a place to settle down in, okay? Great, thank you. Now, let's see all that you've got, my sweet boy. A stack of pancakes with butter and syrup. Scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, and a slice of chocolate cake. Are you sure you can eat all this? I guess that answered my question. Dig in. I expected someone is going to feel a little tired when they're done with breakfast. You have a question? What is it, sweetie? what my family is like. Well, I have an older sister and younger brother. My sister is a primary school teacher, and my brother does electrical engineering. Both of my parents are retired and living well. They're very energetic considering they're both in their 70s now. Speaking of family, did your folks enjoy their anniversary dinner I set up for them? They're interested in meeting their mysterious benefactor. Well, I'll be happy to invite them over for lunch or dinner someday. Or maybe we could all go out to eat together. I need to thank them personally anyways for raising such a nice young man. Do I have any children? No. But I've been pining for one for a while. It's a matter of finding the right partner to raise them with. I know that since I'm getting older, I might have to consider other options like surrogacy. Then there's the matter of trying to be the best mother for my children. But we can talk birds and bees some other days. Are you liking your... Wow, you already ate all of your pancakes. I guess you really are hungry. Oh, you got a little syrup on your mouth. Let me get that for you. Wasn't expecting that? Come on, sweetie. You know how freaky I can get. Cleaning your face with my tongue is tame compared to the other stuff I've done with you. Now, keep eating, sweetie. Mommy needs her good boy to sustain himself. Yes, my food is quite delicious. The jam bagel goes well with the peanut butter toast. Naturally, I save the eggs for last. I settled on this as my usual, after my second time visiting this diner. That was about a few years ago. By my fifth visit, I knew that this place was too good of an investment for me to pass up. So I arranged a meeting with the previous owner at this very table and presented him with an $800,000 check for him to give me ownership of this place. And it's all been worth it. Especially since I get to share it with my good boy. Thank you, sweetie. Mommy loves you too. Mommy loves you very much.